Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Clay County Corner, where we hope to inform you of some local stuff that's going on, just some events that are coming up, and general information about Clay County. This is Susan Bailey, broadcasting live in a corner room of the historic Clay County Courthouse on the square in Salina. This radio broadcast is sponsored in part and hosted by the 3-Star Volunteer Program of Clay County and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, and by Kix Country 101.5 FM. We're live every morning on Thursdays from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. on WVFB 101.5 FM. This show will be rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock p.m. on Kix Country. This gives you an opportunity to tell some of your family members and some friends in the surrounding counties to catch the evening rebroadcast. And if you let them know, too, we've had a little bit of issues with it, but we're going to try to hopefully straighten that out today. But family and friends from other states can actually listen in through the Del Holla Horizon website at www.delhollahorizon.com. We've had a few issues uploading those, but hopefully today or by the end of tomorrow or so, we can have that resolved. But those people from the other states can actually click on that link on the Del Holla Horizon webpage to catch this week's show and even review some of the previously recorded Clay County Corner broadcasts from Kix Country. We want to thank Del Holla Horizon for collaborating with us to provide this service to our neighbors near and far. Remember to call in for the birthday and anniversary announcements and the drawing of a Salina Dairy Queen cake. Call starting today and give us the names for this next week for birthday and anniversary announcements. Today's drawing will include the week of August the 21st, that's last Friday, through today, August the 27th. To call, just leave a message on 931-243-5574. Somebody will win a delicious Salina Dairy Queen ice cream cake on Thursday. That's today, and it could be you if your name is drawn. Be sure to drop in the Salina Dairy Queen and take advantage of their good breakfasts and their great lunch and dinner menus. Listen today about midway through the show for this past week's announcements. That would be August 21st through August the 27th. So listen for those past week's announcements and for the winner of the Salina Dairy Queen cake a little bit later on in the show. Remember the number to call is 931-243-5574. This week's winner can pick up their certificate to claim the cake at the Clay County Chamber of Commerce today after 10:30 this morning. And remember to start calling after the show today for next week's announcements, which will cover the week of August the 28th through September the 3rd. Just a little reminder, I've gotten two or three, I think, calls this morning or messages for birthdays that are actually, a couple of them are for tomorrow and some, I think, one for September the 1st. So remember that those will be on next week. When you call, please wait for the tone to begin speaking and please speak slowly and clearly so we can get the correct information. I want to thank everybody. I love to hear that you're really enjoying those cakes. Sure would like to share them with you. They are awfully good, and we're happy to be partnered with the Salina Dairy Queen in this special surprise for someone. We want to thank Frank Walters for his sponsorship for the ice cream cakes and contributions with various activities within our community. He's always willing to help out for one thing or the other. We've got a good show for you during the next hour, so go and grab that extra cup of coffee and then sit back and get ready to hear about some of the local Clay County happenings, some stuff that's going on. We're really going to be concentrating a lot on the Moonshine Days Festival. We're going to also tell you some things that are coming up in the next little bit, just in case you haven't heard, and, you know, things that are coming probably within the next 2 weeks. And I also have James Allen King, better known as Horn, to his friends, to his buddies, with the East 52 Fire Department. And he is going to tell about some things that they've got going on that are important that we all need to support and get involved with. And about 9:30-ish, I guess, we'll be giving the birthday and anniversary announcements and then telling about all those other activities following that are coming up in the next few weeks. So when we go to break here in just a few minutes, grab a pen and paper so you can jot down some of the stuff that's going down this next couple of weeks. Sharing the Clay County Corner with me this morning, of course, is James Allen and Kathy Merritt, another three-star volunteer. And for now, we're going to take a little short break, and I'll return with James Allen after this short break with our sponsors.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
There are superheroes among us. They are citizen warriors back home from duty. Even superheroes need support now and then. That's why the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program is here to help. We serve today's heroes, National Guard and Reserve members, before, during, and after deployment. To learn more, visit yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
For those with mental or substance use disorders, what does recovery look like? It's a transformation. It's a supporting hand. It's new beginnings. When does recovery start? It starts when you ask for help and support. Join the Voices for Recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner on 101.5 FM. I'm sitting here at the Clay County Courthouse with James Allen King right now. He's going to be talking with us a little bit about... Welcome, first of all. Welcome to the show again this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Glad you're back. Haven't seen you for a little while. James is going to be telling us a little bit about some fundraiser opportunities that they've got going on. And as you know, the fire departments all over this county are all volunteer. They're supported very, very minimally with government funds, but most everything that they have to, I guess, earn it, more or less. You know, you got to do a lot of fundraising. And again, this is a volunteer-based program. All of the people that work through the fire departments locally are all volunteers, so it's 100%. And anything that you can do while he goes through some of this stuff to support these endeavors that they've got going on, it's a good thing, and it will help you possibly in the long run more than anything. So I'm going to let him talk about one of the first things. You mentioned a photo drive fundraiser. So yeah. Tell us about that.
We partnered with Master Artist Studio out of Burksville, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. They've been doing this for a really long time, doing fundraisers for counties surrounding us. But what they do is they go door to door. They sell a picture, 8x10 photo.
Okay.
The photo is $25. It's a professional photo, not just a. But it's a professional photo. $25. The department gets half of that money. Half the money goes to pay for the picture, of course,
mm-hmm.
and pay for the company. But there will be people going door to door the next couple, probably week or two, to everybody's house, and they'll probably leave a sticker on your mailbox. If they don't catch you, they'll leave a sticker and they'll come back and try to catch you home. But if you buy a picture, like I said, we get half of the money. They get half of it to pay for the picture and their work, I guess you would say.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'll set a date. They'll call you in the future. You'll get a receipt and stuff like that. Then in the future, you come to our part department, get your picture took. And then a couple of weeks later, you can come back and pick what photos you want. And you can also buy a package if you want. If you want family photos, you can buy more, a bigger package. These guys will have identification on them, picture ID on them. They have a letter signed from me, our secretary, and our lieutenant with them that's showing that they are actual. I know a lot of the public, somebody comes up your driveway, knocks on your door,
right.
You're kind of skittish.
Right.
And I've made sure that all 911 knows that when somebody calls into the dispatch, dispatchers know about it, sheriff knows about it, CD officers know about it. So I kind of tried to cover all the bases with that side of it.
Very good.
That way, if, like I said, there's a lot of people skittish. And I'm the same way. Someone comes up to your door, knocks on the door, you kind of wonder who they are and what they want.
Exactly. And, we've had Sheriff Boone on here a number of times. And I actually need to get him back on here, too, because he tells us all the time about the scams that are going around, and we just have to be aware of that. So that's one of the reasons you needed to be on today and let people know.
Yes, ma'am. And, that's one of the things I talked to Brandon about. I didn't want I didn't want people to think it was a scam. It's legit.
Right.
And
they get a picture out of it, period.
Yeah.
No matter what, they'll get at least one.
8x10 photo, family photo, or whatever they want to take it of,
And the biggest part, is it supporting the fire department.
Yes, ma'am.
And I think y'all work quite a bit. It's been evident in the last week, 2 weeks, that y'all had an all-nighter.
Yeah, we had an all-nighter a couple of days ago.
Yeah, and that's something that, we've got to think about is without the support to provide, I think on your Facebook page, actually, if anybody has Facebook out there, go to East 52 Volunteer Fire Department Facebook page. And down through there, he has a breakdown of the expense involved in just the firefighter suit. And that doesn't even begin to count the other equipment, the trucks and the water tanks and all those things.
Yeah, just a set of gears right at $3,500.
Yeah. There was one piece, I think, that was $2,000. And it's all it's critical. All of it is.
Yeah, that's your breathing.
Yeah, you've got to have those things. So that is a program that's going around. It's going to be starting in the next couple of days.
Actually, it started yesterday.
Okay.
So if you see them out, they'll be out today.
Okay.
Selling photos door to door. And they're probably going to be in the Solana area and back towards the east side, towards our area.
Right.
So they're going to pretty much concentrate.
Okay. And, if you think, well, I don't need a picture. I don't want a picture. Be generous and donate the cash. And, you may give the picture to your son or daughter or another family member or something, but at least donate the cash to support the fire department.
And even if they don't want to buy a picture, they can make a small donation. That
right.
still comes back to us. And, a lot of people do their Christmas photos out of this.
That's true, yeah. I hadn't even thought of that. Christmas is just around the corner, too.
It is.
A lot of things. Yeah, okay. Well, now, there was something else that I noticed on your Facebook page. And that was called the Kroger Community Rewards Program.
Yeah, what that is, if you shop at Kroger, which I know Kroger is a pretty good ways away,
mm-hmm.
But if you shop at Kroger, they have a program they give to a charity.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, if you have a Kroger card, you go online, register your Kroger card in your name, and then you can pick a charity that you want to give your donation to.
Okay.
So a certain percentage of what you spend goes to whatever charity you pick.
Good.
We're in that list.
Okay, wonderful.
I think last quarter we got a $60 check.
Well, that's something. That's not huge, but that's something.
It's something.
And what's good to know about that is, we have all of our Clay County people, and most of us shop locally, but we have a lot of relatives that have moved out of Clay County. We've got a lot of folks that live in Putnam County, And for those people especially who may not know it, just might not even think about it. But those of you that are listening here, tell those family members and friends that live in Putnam County to do that. And that will support your hometown, where you came from at least, and it will, you know, maybe help a family member that needs to call on the services of the fire department.
And one more big one we got. I know everybody shops on Amazon. Who don't
right,
anymore?
Right, exactly.
You know, Amazon has a program about the same thing. You go to smile.amazon instead of amazon.com. You go to smile.amazon.com. And what you do there is when you sign in and log in, you can pick a charity. You can search for our fire department. It's under EC2 Volunteer Fire Department. Every quarter, Amazon does the same thing. A percentage of what's bought, I think it's maybe 10%, I think, of what sales they sell.
Mm-hmm.
We get that 10%.
Good. So it's not like you're giving an extra dollar amount when you buy.
No.
Like sometimes it'll have as you're checking out or something, how much would you like to donate? So it's not anything like that.
No.
It's just a percentage of what you actually purchase.
Yes.
That's awesome. That's very good. Well, those are two things. So smile.amazon.com and the Kroger Community Rewards Program. Just when you sign in, pick a charity that you support. And, again, I'm recommending anybody that lives in Putnam County that's listening, please support, you know, Putnam County is supported by paid fire department people, and we're certainly not. So all of you cousins and sons and daughters and brothers and sisters that live in Putnam County, think about your hometown and support us that way. That'd be awesome. And it's, of course, East 52
Volunteer Fire Department
is what you look for then. So how are you doing with members? You recruiting or anything? Or are you always recruiting? Or how does that work?
Usually the recruiting process is, you know, friends of friends or friends
right.
of family or something to that effect. You know, we're kind of staying about the same. We've got about 30-something members right now.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like I said before, you know, not all of those are firefighters. You know, half of them are just support staff.
Right.
You got to have those folks in the background that, you know, you don't see out on the fire trucks and stuff. And,
mm-hmm.
But they do a lot of the work. A majority, you know, they do a lot of the work, especially fundraising stuff and stuff like that. But, yeah, we're kind of saying our numbers are good. I'm very blessed with that part of it.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of departments that don't have that luxury.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we're always recruiting. Anybody wants to join, stop by the station, get an application.
Mm-hmm. Just come and see what it's all about.
Exactly.
At least, and then that might make your mind up for you.
One more thing I've got, if you got a minute.
Yeah.
In October, I think October 4th is Fire Awareness Week.
Oh.
We're going to do an open house thing on a Saturday. I don't got the dates yet.
Okay.
We're going to be giving away free smoke detectors.
Oh,
first
wow.
First come, first serve basis. I've got several hundred of them.
Okay.
They do need batteries, but mm-hmm. I will be giving away free smoke detectors.
Okay, very good. You know, maybe we can get somebody out there willing to donate some batteries for those. What is it, AAA?
Another 9-volt, little square.
9-volt, okay. Oh, yeah, I knew that. That's what mine take, too. So that's the week of October the 4th, but then the date of that actual event is to be announced.
Yeah, I'll have to get back with you. Maybe come back on the radio and
absolutely.
We can announce that.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's plan for that because that's, you know, so many people don't have smoke detectors or... What's something that happens with smoke detectors and the batteries?
There again, you know, time change is coming up.
Yeah.
When time change comes around, change your battery and smoke detector, please.
Every single time.
You know, and every, you know, if you've got kids, every kid's room, every hallway needs a smoke detector in,
mm-hmm.
If possible. And there again, when your time changes here in a couple of days, a couple of weeks, change your batteries.
Change it right then. Even if it doesn't really need it. You can use that battery in something else, but
mm-hmm.
make sure you've got a brand new good-to-go battery
yes.
in your smoke detector. They do save lives.
And I know, you know, we can go to the dollar store and get the cheaper ones. That one, you know,
yeah.
That's one that you're going to count on.
Absolutely, absolutely. It can save your family member, save the little ones, save the older ones, you know, save yourself. All right, anything else?
That's all I've got.
I think we've got it covered. I was trying to think. You usually do like a pancake breakfast and a ride, but those are usually in the summertime, and those have already happened.
We've done having those.
Yeah.
And I'm sure after this photo drive's over with and the smoke detector thing's over with, we'll probably do a fundraiser this fall later on.
Okay.
Chili supper, beans supper, I'm sure
right.
something will be coming up.
Well, just keep me informed.
I will do.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks
and
for having me.
You're welcome. And I'll let you get back to work. He's got his work clothes on. So I'll let you go back to work, and we appreciate you coming by, and it's time for another sponsor break.
Thank you.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. You see me around the neighborhood and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid. Well, I'm one out of every five children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me.
We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Back to the Clay County Corner. Now I've got Kathy Merritt sitting here with me. She's another one of us three-star volunteers. Welcome, Kathy.
Hello, good morning.
We're going to be talking about some future events of interest to hopefully to everybody that's out there listening this morning. Let's see, what do we got? We'll cover a couple of things, and then we're really, really together. We're going to focus on Moonshine Days. We have planned to talk about Moonshine Days in detail three or four weeks, and we've just had some really great guests on, and we wanted to talk about the Tennessee Rewards, or the rewards program that the Clay County High School won, and just some different things we were really wanting to concentrate on.
And those are important things.
They are.
Yes.
They're very, very important. But coming up in the next little bit, let's see, what is today?
Today's the 27th.
27th. So I've got down the 26th, and that is clearly not correct. August the 28th, then, tomorrow, is the first home football game.
Correct.
So get your football stuff on. You know, find them old jerseys that are probably too tight to wear and
wear them anyway
but get some stuff on and come out and support the Clay County High School Bulldogs as they face off against Trousdale County. You know, they're kind of a competitor for us, so we need to the boys just barely missed a big win, their first away game actually last Friday, and we want to come out. Yelling in the crowd, yelling from the stands makes a difference.
Get behind the team.
Get behind the team. So come out and listen tomorrow night. Come out and sit and watch as the Clay County High School Bulldogs take on Trousdale County. I don't know if they're doing anything special or not. Usually there's some little thing, but if you got a kid in school, they'll be telling you about that. So be prepared. But no matter what, wear your black and gold and purple.
Mm-hmm.
Wear that for the Bulldogs. On August the 29th, the class of 1965 is having their 50th reunion at the Women's Building at the Clay County Recreation Complex, and they're going to have like a meet and greet at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and so come on out and swap stories and show your kids' pictures and, oh, excuse me, your grandkids, well, maybe your great-grandkids' pictures. So get all those pictures out and bring those in. And, you know, if you've got any memorabilia, people love to see some of that stuff that they've not seen in 50 years. So bring some stuff in so you can share with each other. And then they're going to have their dinner at 4:30 p.m. And they're telling for anybody that, whether you graduated or not, please come on out and join this fun event. If you have any questions or need more information, call 931-265-5723, and they'll tell you whatever you need to know. Also, just a heads up for a 5K that's coming up in September. It's called the Doug Smith Memorial Run. You're going to be hearing more details about that, but just go ahead and mark it down for September. They're going to be doing the Doug Smith Memorial Run again, and it starts just right here in town in front of the city office. And then it runs out, of course, for 3.1 miles and or out and back for 3.1 miles to equal to a 5K. So be watching for that and support that. And then September the 19th is the National Hole Championship, and that's actually located over at Standing Stone State Park. And they're doing sign-ups right now, and they're until September the 10th. And then they'll have their drawings for who plays when and where. Those drawings will be on September the 11th. And then, of course, the Rolly Hole starts on September the 19th. And, you know, if you've not been to that, it is really a very interesting
event. It is very interesting, yes.
It's a lot of fun. And they've got other stuff, too. I think they've got some vendors. And I know in the past they've had a marble making, somebody that's making marbles and doing flint marbles and that sort of stuff. So that's very, very interesting. And
it
it's
is.
A lot of history.
And the fact of the matter is it's a beautiful setting. The park is gorgeous.
Yeah. So you can come and do some in September. Probably the leaves won't be changing then, but you can walk along some
you
of the
trails.
You can
bring a picnic. You can just enjoy the park, enjoy the day.
Beautiful day for it. And also on that same day, September the 19th, we would love for you to support the Tucker Murray Memorial Ride. And that's an annual event. I'm trying to recall right now, but I'm thinking that last year they were able to give away, I'm thinking it was about $6,000 in scholarships to the Clay County High School graduating seniors, and that's phenomenal. I mean,
it
is an awesome number. And that all was the proceeds that were accumulated at that Tucker Murray Memorial Ride. And that is based at the dam below the, or the park below the dam.
Right.
So be sure, and it's such a sight to see those, you know, couple of hundred motorcycles all lined up and just kind of precision rows. It just really looks cool. And then what's even more awesome is to hear those motorcycles when they crank and get ready to ride out on their, I think it's about a 100-mile ride that they take. And it's led by a police car, and, you know, it's a big event, big event.
Now, do they do that? Do they come into town on the square and stop and place the wreath, the memorial? Because that's pretty cool, too. Is that at the beginning of the ride or the end?
It's at the end of the
ride. At the end of the ride.
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
Yep. At the beginning of the ride, they're just kind of gathering together, and they've actually, they have an auction also, and they usually do that before they leave.
Okay.
And so they're getting there and gathering and signing up and looking at everything that's up for auction, and then they go ahead and do, I'm pretty sure they do the auction before, and then when they take their ride and they all stop, I mean, you need to be on the square to watch.
And that's awesome. If you're on the square and you hear those bikes coming in, and then they, again, they line up in the street there by the square, and they have a memorial presentation.
Yeah, and it sounds like thunder coming
in. It does.
It really does.
It does. It's awesome.
It is awesome. And then I'll just mention, too, that the summer hours are still in effect for the Divine Savior Mass. They're at 5 o'clock p.m. on Saturdays throughout the summer. I'm sure that'll probably be adjusted maybe sometime in the next month or two. And then on September the 11th, we have another big event that is on the square in Salina, and it's continuing to grow. It's an event to honor our emergency services organizations on the square. And it's just, it's really, really a good event for all ages, but I'm telling you, the kids absolutely love it. So if you're in a game or something, when you get out, please come on down to the square and enjoy this. We'll start blocking the roads off about 4 o'clock, and then the trucks, the fire department, fire trucks and the police vehicles, the ambulances, rescue squad trucks, all those things are going to start coming in and lining up. And then we've got the high school golf team boosters mm-hmm. are going to be providing concessions. Mm-hmm. And that's Miss Betty Jo White is in charge of that. And, well, you know it's going to be good food.
Oh, yeah.
So plan to come in and grab something to eat and support mm-hmm. the golf team. Those funds will be, from the boosters, will be provided to the golf team. And what else have we got going on? I'm going to have some really good music.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Craig Ogletree and the Pea Ridge Gals are going to be in. We can always depend on them to provide some really, really good music.
And our Boy Scouts are going to end up the whole service. And
right.
The program, that'll be fun to watch.
It will. And then the big bang to
yes.
me is
yes.
at the end. We've got a very special song that is always sung, and Craig Ogletree does that, and you've just got to be there to really, you know, get the full effect.
And it will be cool the way they're going to do it this year. You just have to be there to see, because I think it's going to be very moving.
Right, it is. So come out to that on September the 11th. The program, I think it actually starts at 7 o'clock.
I think that's correct.
Yeah, we'll confirm that and get back to just be listening next Thursday again.
And just FYI, that afternoon, early evening, about 5 o'clock, they will start closing off the square. So if you have stuff going at 4 o'clock, okay, I'm sorry, 4 o'clock going on, you need to get your car moved off the street and be aware of that.
All righty. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back, and we'll do the birthday and anniversary announcements, and then we'll go into Moonshine Days.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
So you see, son, good manners are important. Should I go through it again?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open, don't speak with your mouth full, keep your elbows off the table. Share your things, play nice, and generally treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day, making sure they brush their teeth, is easier. And it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closier. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter Paints dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
Did you know that there are medical grants available for families struggling with child health-related expenses? The United Healthcare Children's Foundation is currently seeking grant applications from families in need of financial assistance to help pay for their child's healthcare treatments, services, or equipment not covered or not fully covered by their commercial health insurance plan. Parents and legal guardians may apply for grants up to $5,000 at www.uhccf.org. This has been a public service message from the United Healthcare Children's Foundation.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner, sitting here in this corner room at the Clay County Courthouse. Yeah. I did find out the date for the Doug Smith Memorial Run, 5K run. That is on September the 12th. So write that down in your books. If you've got friends, family, people that like to run, especially the 5Ks are really popular, the Doug Smith Memorial Run is September the 12th, and you can call to request a packet or just call for more information to this following number. If you've got a pencil, I'm going to give you the number. It is 1-800-231-3695. That's 1-800-231-3695. Okay, now I'm going to go ahead and give the birthday announcements. We're about halfway through our program now. I've got announcements for August the 21st through August the 27th. I do want to give, I had a call in, and it was somebody that forgot to call this number in ahead of time, so I'm going to give you a little quick belated birthday on August the 20th to Gavin Watson. He was 13 years old, and that's from Anna Ruth Thompson. And then for August the 21st, happy 87th birthday to Miss Gertie Collins.
Wow.
That's a call-in from Tina, Mike, boys. And then on August the 22nd, happy birthday to Michelle Short, and that's a call-in from Mimi. Happy birthday to Lyra Faith Craighead. She was 4 years old, and that's a message from, it says, "We love you, sweet girl," from Daddy, Mommy, and brother, little brother. And happy birthday also on August the 22nd to Myra Burnett. That's called in from Miss Martha Cropper. On August the 23rd, happy birthday to Miss Jane Brown Robbins. Her birthday is called in from a couple different people, from her grandson Brian and his wife Beverly and their children, and also from Dawn and Anita Cherry. Also on August the 23rd, happy birthday to John Wills from his wife Pamela. Happy birthday August the 23rd to Kale McBride. Kale was 15. Uh-oh, I guess that means he's going to be on the road. He's getting that driver's license now.
Watch out.
And that's a call-in to Kale from Mom, Dad, and his brother. And also on August the 23rd, happy birthday to Savannah Herrera. She was 11 years old, and that's from the Hillbilly Crew. Happy birthday on the 23rd also to McKaylee Keene. That's from Chastity White Bowles. And happy anniversary to Gail and Joe Thompson. This is their 53rd anniversary. That's from Gail. And happy birthday to Kobe Bowles. Kobe is 14 years old. And that's from Poppy, Nana, and Blake. And happy birthday, happy anniversary to Ernest and Judy Garrison. This is their 52nd anniversary, and that was called in from Judy. And happy birthday to Corey Hamilton on August the 23rd. He was 21 years old. That's called in from Tiff, Mom, Macy, and Granny. We love you. And happy birthday to Stephen Mendez on August the 23rd. That's from Susan Rinaldo. And on August the 24th, happy 27th birthday to Megan Bryant. That's from Mama. Happy birthday to Mr. Liesl Thompson, 83 years. And that's called in from Lynn, Andrew, and all the kids. So happy birthday on August the 24th to Doug Wheeler. And that is from Parker, Claire, Chanley, and Miley. And on August the 25th, happy birthday to Ruby Louise Smith. That's from her sister, Jonelle McLaren, and from Barbara Boone. And on August the 25th, also happy birthday to Robert Westmoreland. That's from his brother, Kenny. And happy birthday to, I guess, his buddy, Jock McLaren, and that's also called in from Kenny Westmoreland. And on August the 26th, Paul Hoots, happy birthday. That's Eddie Hooten. He was 52. And there's a message, love you very much, from Abby, Allie D, Letty, and Adele. And then we've got also on August the 26th, happy 7th birthday to Miss Allie Reagan, and that's from Mom, Dad, and Sissy. And happy birthday to Letitia Abbott Key. She's 36 years young, says her middle sister, Cassandra, with love. And happy birthday on the 26th to Anita Spears. That's called in from Ashley and Adam Herrera. And happy birthday the 26th of August to Jennifer Elizabeth Bowles, who was 10 years old, and that's from her mom, Shannon. And happy birthday on the 26th to Jessica Price. That's called in from Kathy Kendall. And happy birthday, Camille White. That's in from her family. And happy 45th birthday to Joey Locke from his mother and father. They love you and hope you have many, many more. And happy anniversary. Got another anniversary. Got that this morning. Happy anniversary to Tim and Melanie Anderson from Paula Scott. And on August the 27th, happy birthday to Bob Corley, and that's from his wife, Joy. And happy birthday to Eliana Martinez, and that's from Nana and Nani. And happy birthday on the 27th to Deidre Wood. She was 7 years old. And that is love, Aunt Marlena, and Asia. And that's it. That's
wow.
A bunch of birthdays.
That's a lot of birthdays.
Yeah, and I was happy to see some anniversary announcements,
yeah,
too. I think I had three in there this time. So we'll be drawing for the winner of the Dairy Queen cake in just a little bit. So be listening so you don't miss it. And then you can, again, you can pick that certificate up at the about 10:30,
mm-hmm,
when we get it over to the chamber. You can pick the certificate up that you have to take in with you to the Solana Dairy Queen to claim your ice cream cake.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kathy, we've got stuff going on. I'm going to kind of start backwards. I've been moving from the front to the back, and now let's start with some other things that we've not been able to get on here before.
Right.
One thing is the Hillbilly Purdy contest.
Hillbilly Purdy, definitely.
She has worked hard on this, and it is going to be during the Moonshine Days Festival.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be at 4:00. On Saturday?
This is Friday.
Oh, on Friday.
Friday,
that's right.
We're going to start registration at 4:00 on Friday.
Okay.
Kids will be getting out of school. We're going to have open registration.
Okay.
$10. And if you're the younger ones, I believe it is 6 years old and younger, boys, mm-hmm, and girls both, all the way down to newborn, $5. We have different categories for that. But registration starts at 7 on the square, and then the contest is actually, 4:00 on the square, then the contest is actually 7:00.
Okie
dokie. We'll get that right. So
yeah,
that gives us a 3-hour period. And again, remember, Hillbilly Purdy. We're not looking for glamour. It's not a beauty contest. This is good old down-home Hillbilly cute.
Mm-hmm. We're
cute.
Looking for freckles and
we're looking
pigtails,
for freckles, pigtails, blue
barefoot,
jeans.
Flip-flops.
Right. Imagine Ellie Mae Clampett, you know.
And Jethro.
And Jethro, the Hillbillies.
Jethro Bodine.
Right, right.
You might have to ask your grandma who that is, but.
Exactly, exactly. Well, yeah, the parents, the grandparents are going to know because that kind of goes in line with the Hillbilly
and
lookalike contest, the Clampett's lookalike contest.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
Right.
And that's something that's going to be going on for the whole time.
That's both days. We're encouraging everybody, dress up like your favorite hillbilly. It doesn't have to be one of the Clampets, but we would love to see folks dress up like Granny and Uncle Jed and Ellie Mae and Jethro. And you all remember Miss Jane Hathaway.
Right.
I am dying to see somebody.
And Mr. Drysdale.
Yeah, dying to see somebody dress up like Miss Jane, though. I mean,
yeah,
she just
and especially
crazy.
Act like her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that
I love
awesome.
That. But that would be good. And
fringe benefits.
Fringe benefits, as you're walking through, you might just win some Hillbilly Moonshine money.
And that's a $5 value.
That's $5 value.
And you can take that and spend it at the Moonshine Days information booth, where we're going to be having T-shirts. We've got four new designs.
And those are on Facebook. Those pictures are on Facebook.
You can look at them right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have them at Moonshine Days. You can order. You can call in if you see something online that you like. And you can pick them up, actually, at the Chamber of Commerce.
You can. We have four different colors, four different designs this year.
And they're all pretty cool.
They are pretty cool. We put them on Facebook, and people started saying, I want this one, I want that one.
Right.
So, and somebody even said, I can't decide. I think I'm going to have to get several of them.
Right.
So
that's awesome.
That's lots of fun.
Lots of fun. And they're really kind of comical, whimsical shirts. So.
They are. Nice, bright colors. And you know, basically, it's just going to help you get your Hillbilly on, wanting folks to do when they come out to the festival.
That's true. And then the other contest that we're going to have on the square, we've got a hollering contest.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we'll have kind of a little script, or
right.
We'll tell you what you need to holler out.
Right.
And that's going to be for different age groups. We'll have adult male, adult female.
Right.
And then we'll have a youth category, too,
mm-hmm.
for male and female.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got the beard contest.
Beard mustache. Best beard and mustache contest.
And the longest, I think, we're going to have two categories in that, in the beard contest. So when you come in, go to the Moonshine Days information desk
uh-huh.
to get the details on that, too. Look-alike contest.
We have the parent-child look-alike.
And that's for
Mother, daughter, father, son. Right.
So, and I'm thinking we've got a maybe two age categories for that, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And each of these people will get a Moonshine Days medallion
uh-huh.
for being the champion.
The champion, right.
Those little areas. And we've also got a greased pig and a greased pole contest.
For the
kids.
We're
hoping to
yes.
have just right off the square. So you can just, you know, walk from the courthouse, maybe a 200 yards.
Right, right.
That's what we're hoping to do. We're trying to move everything as close in, but it's, you know, space is tight, and it's hard to find something.
To do some of these activities,
yeah.
It is, but we think we might have a plan that's going to work out.
All righty. Well, it's time for a break again.
Okay.
And then we'll talk some more about Moonshine Days.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. We're talking about Moonshine Days. We've covered a couple of things, and now we've got information about a special photo booth that we're actually going to have set up this time. People always want pictures, and we've got something special planned this time.
We are going to try something different. We're, of course, encouraging folks to come dressed, you know, as hillbillies, but we're going to have an area that's kind of like a prop setup, and we have a professional photographer that's going to be doing the photos for us, and people will pay a small sitting fee. They're going to get five poses, so they might do one with mom and dad, one with the whole family, however they want to do it. You pay your sitting fee, then we give you the information where later when you're at home in the comfort, or, you know, you're in the comfort of your own home, leisurely, you can sit down on our Smug Mug account, and you can not only look at the photos that were taken of you, but our festival photos of all the different activities will also be out there. And so you can choose what print or prints you want. There's other products on our Smug Mug account. You might have something else made with that photo for a present, or, and the great thing is these photos stay on there.
Right.
And so
anytime,
a month from now,
year.
2 months from now, 5 months from now, you can go back and reorder.
Very
so
good.
So I think that's going to be a fun thing for everybody this year. And then you don't have to carry the pictures around with you during
right.
the festival.
Try to keep, right.
keep up with them or lay them down and lose them.
Or if you don't have the cash right now to buy a lot
right.
of pictures, you can do it again at your
do
leisure whenever you want.
Absolutely. And we got another thing back. This is the, well, I think we started it, but we've changed the gel, actually.
Yes.
We've got the Shiners Gel Sale. And that's going to be put on by our local law enforcement.
It is.
So
Sheriff
it's going to be
Boone,
a lot of fun.
They're going to do that. And the great thing is that we're going to be able to donate the proceeds of the Shiner's Gel Cell to Sheriff Boone and his folks, because every year at Christmas, they provide Christmas for some families that are in need, and they've been doing that for a few years now, and they're very excited about having the opportunity.
Yeah, so come out and support
yes,
that.
Yes,
and it's fun, it's funny. You
yeah,
know,
arrest your favorite person,
absolutely.
Your best friend or whatever, and then they're
going
to have to raise the bail to get out.
And you know what? Go over there and arrest David Browning and Mike Bailey over there at those banks and put them
yeah.
in jail.
They oh,
might,
yeah.
They might have deep pockets to get out.
I think that's and you know, I think the bail should be set accordingly, don't you?
Right, right. Now, we've also got the Yeehaw Show coming back, and we've got a new development on that.
Oh, my goodness.
That.
Yeehaw. We are going to have Cousin Catfish Chet. He is a dummy. He's Ken Carter with the funny dummy is going to bring Cousin Catfish, and Ken is a ventriloquist, and he is actually going to be part of the show, but I'm excited because prior to the show, he and Cousin Catfish are going to be just walking around mingling through the festival.
Very good.
And talking with folks and taking pictures and doing that. So that's going to be kind of a fun thing for folks.
It will be. It will be.
Most definitely.
Looking forward to that.
And now... The I think what we're going to do, you pay your admission to get into Yeehaw, and we're going to provide for your $5 admission, you're going to get an RC Cola and a Moon Pie and about an hour and a half of just good old down-home fun.
While you enjoy that.
While
RC
you
Cola
enjoy
and
that,
pie.
Definitely.
So that'll give you a little break from the weather.
It will.
And you can sit down and relax a little bit and enjoy that RC Cola and Moon Pie.
Uh-huh.
We're also going to have some our traditional runs again,
mm-hmm.
too, and we're going to have the Moonshine Stagger runs. We'll have the half, which is 13.1 miles, and we're going to have the 5K. Both of those will originate, and that's hosted by Macon Bank and
yes.
Trust, and that's going to originate in front of the courthouse. Front door,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to run down the subdivision and then out across the river for that for the half,
mm-hmm.
and then we're considering either going down the subdivision or across the river, one of those two. But it's going to be a nice, pretty flat
mm-hmm.
run,
mm-hmm.
so you're not going to be going up and down a bunch of hills. And then we've got the fun run,
mm-hmm.
which all of those, the Moonshine Stagger, the half costs $40 to enter. The 5K is $25, and you can get a shirt. I'm not sure. We're going to have to work on that because a lot of people wait till the last minute to
correct
sign up, so we may have to send shirts out later. But the fun run, too, is a Relay for Life-supported
yes.
run that costs $10 to enter. And it's for the kiddos,
mm-hmm.
and that $10, the whole $10 will go toward Relay for Life, and it's going to be an obstacle course,
mm-hmm.
and the kids
mm-hmm.
will get to
mm-hmm.
start again at the front door of the courthouse,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll get to run an obstacle and finish cross the finish line back at the front door
right,
of the courthouse.
Right,
so it's going to be kind of a fun little thing. We might have a little hide and seek kind of stuff going on. It's just, I think they're going to have to hunt for something in a hay bale, a pile of hay.
I like that.
So that's going to be interesting. And then we've got the kayak race that is just a start to finish race.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to originate. Now, this is for people with kayaks, and we're going to have a certain number of kayaks available too. It will. This will involve driving up to the dam, though, for those of you who want to do the kayak race. We have to do it along the river.
Right.
And you'll drive to the dam and put in up there, and then we'll probably pull out at Donaldson Park.
Right.
And this ride or race, this river race, is going to be probably late afternoon on Saturday. The folks that are putting this on, which is River's Edge Outdoors, they are going to be running their business. It's going to be a busy, busy time for them that
weekend.
Definitely. And after the day, then we're going to have the race because we're going to be using their kayaks and using their expertise also. And then we've got Moonshine Books on sale by the Friends of the Library.
We do.
And who's going to be here special to that day?
Arno Hatcher.
Arno Hatcher
is our own, Clay County's own moonshiner. And if you've never had the opportunity to sit and talk with Arno, he has so much information. And I mean, it's experience. It's just years of experience.
Right. And you can learn what you need to know.
What you need to know.
Yeah. Just lots of good stories. Arno is here, and he loves to talk to people. It's going to be a fun event.
And we are very proud to be headlining Arno.
We are. And then music.
We've got
music lined up with the Last Resort Band, Mike Cullison, Jesse Kay, BS and the Rest,
right?
Star Mountain, Brimstone Creek, Speed Limit, and Sky High.
Right.
So we've got a good lineup, and those are starting on Friday. And
that starts right. We have the Last Resort Band on Friday, and that is before and after Hillbilly Purdy. And then Jesse K will kick things off at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning.
All righty. So we start early on Saturday, and that'll be just about the time the runs are finishing up.
Right.
And that'll be starting. Everybody's waking up and getting out on the square.
Getting out on the square. And I tell you what, we've got wonderful food vendors lined up this year. We've got great variety.
We do. And we've got some awesome arts and crafts. I want you to talk a little about our chainsaw coming.
Yes, Scott Cantrell, the Chainsaw Cowboy, will be here, and he will be demonstrating. And he has actually been sort of commissioned to do a special piece for Moonshine Days. We're very excited. We look to establish a yearly thing with Scott and add to our collection each year. But we have such extraordinary artisans. We have Amy Briggs Pottery, Sunny Vance Woodworking, Betsy Fox, who paints our poster for us every year. Betsy is multi-talented, and she will have two rooms set up here in the courthouse full of just all these different items that she creates, painting and stitching and you name it, and she does it.
All kinds of stuff.
Yes.
And we're going to have a first aid station.
We are.
You never know if you might just get it. We have no idea what the weather's going to be
like.
Hot. And it might get pretty hot.
Right.
So if it does, you'll be able to come in our first aid room that's going to be set up inside
the courthouse. In the air conditioning, cold water.
Cool down.
Away from the crowd.
Mm-hmm. And that's for situations that, you know, are extreme heat.
Medical,
right.
If you have a medical need.
Yeah, we're going to have vendor booths out selling products.
Right.
And we, of course, very strongly encourage that. And but we'll have a place for you to cool down, a washcloth, you know, cold cloth, ice.
Right.
And we've got, let's see. Actually, I think we're about out of time again.
We are. We could just go on forever about this.
I don't know if we're just chatty Cathy. there's really a lot of information to cover, though.
One of us is a chatty Cathy.
That's right. But we've got a lot going on this next little bit, and we want to encourage everybody, please come out to Moonshine Days. It is not this weekend, but next weekend. It starts on Friday.
Friday, right.
And we've got a lot going on, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun. A lot of stuff for the kids. So bring the kids down. Bring the grandkids down.
Mm-hmm.
And for now, in closing, I want to thank – we've got to announce our winner. And that is congratulations to Ernest and Judy Garrison. Yay, raw. You get to go and pick up your certificate at the Chamber of Commerce just here in a few minutes and then go to the Salina Dairy Queen to claim your ice cream cake. I want to thank Kathy and James Allen for coming in this morning, and all you listeners for a good show. And for now, this is Susan Bailey with the Clay County Corner, wishing everybody a beautiful, and it is a beautiful day, a productive day, and tune in for a rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock p.m. on Kix 101.5 FM. Please keep our military in your daily prayers. Signing off.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.